You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Antibiotic resistance is the ability of bacteria to fight the antibiotic medicines that we take when we try to kill infections. The repercussions of this issue are international. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Antibiotic resistance is the ability of bacteria to fight the antibiotic medicines that we take when we try to kill off infections. And they do this through their DNA.
Amy Pruden is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech.
They carry these genes called antibiotic resistance genes. And these genes enable the ability for them to fight antibiotics. So when we take these medicines, they are not killed. Instead, they degrade the antibiotic, they pump it out of the cell so that they can live on. And another special ability that bacteria have is to share these antibiotic resistance genes with each other. And this is really a unique characteristic that we as humans certainly aren't capable of doing. The problem is that we are now starting to see diseases come back that we thought we had eradicated. And now in the U.S., we see at least 23,000 people dying each year because of antibiotic-resistant infections. And we know in other countries, such as India, that at least 48,000 newborn babies die because they acquire infections with bacteria that resist antibiotics. We know that different countries have different laws protecting their antibiotics.
We'll hear more about antibiotic resistance in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation.